taking aim at DACA and NAFTA.
The president lashed out at Mexico.
Tariffs raised on American goods.
China certainly showing they're not going to back down.
Retail customers hit in data breach.
Give them your information and you think it's safe.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump has stepped up his criticism of Mexico and warns a program for young immigrants in this country is no more. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
He tweets this morning, DACA is dead because the Democrats didn't act or care. On his way into church on Easter Sunday, Mr. Trump said this.
They had a great chance. The Democrats blew it. They had a great, great chance, but we'll have to take a look. But Mexico has got to help us at the border.
In the past 24 hours, he's issued a half dozen tweets on DACA and illegal immigration, calling on fellow Republicans to invoke the nuclear option in the Senate to pass on a party line basis his preferred reforms, including money for the border wall. He accuses Mexico of allowing caravans of migrants to flow through its borders into the U.S. Even though they and their children wouldn't be eligible for today's DACA protections, Mr. Trump says they want in on the act. He says if Mexico doesn't crack down, he will, quote, stop their cash cow, NAFTA. Steve?
Well, China has responded to President Trump's tariffs that targeted Beijing. Asia correspondent Ben Tracy.
This is $3 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. products, 128 American products, and this will hit U.S. farmers hard. Now, China raised tariffs by 15% on most U.S. fruit. This includes things like apples, pears, cherries. That tariff also applies to almonds and wine. And there is a new 25% tariff on U.S. pork and aluminum scrap metal. The bottom line, all these American products will now cost more here in China, which means U.S. producers will likely sell less and lose business. China says it's doing this to balance out its losses caused by U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum.
Well, back here at home, there are job actions today by teachers in two states.
Oklahoma teachers, including high school English teacher Larry Cagle, go on statewide strike today over pay that ranks 49th nationally.
It's embarrassing how little money I make. It is embarrassing.
In Kentucky, thousands of teachers plan to rally at the state capitol today over changes to their pension plan that were quickly approved by the Republican-controlled legislature. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Well, some schools have canceled classes today as a band of snow stretches from Indianapolis to Boston. Some places could get around 6 inches. Investigators in Northern California are out with new information in the deadly crash of an SUV off a cliff. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
California Highway Patrol reporting the GMC Yukon software suggested first stop by the side of the coastal road, then suddenly accelerated as fast as 90 miles per hour and hurtled off the 100-foot cliff. There were no skid marks or brake marks.
This incident may have been an intentional act and not the result of a traffic collision.
Last month, social services in Washington State began investigating Sarah and Jennifer Hart, apparently after reports their 6 adopted children were being deprived of food. Steve?
Well, millions of customers who shop at the department stores Lord & Taylor and Saks Fifth Avenue may have had their personal information stolen in a data breach. WCBS-TV's Lisa Rosner.
Independent cybersecurity firm Gemini Advisory says it discovered a hacker put credit and debit card information it obtained from in-store purchases up for sale on the dark web last week. Canadian-based Hudson's Bay Company owns Lord & Taylor, Saks Fifth Avenue, and Saks Off Fifth. It confirms the breach and says it's identified the issue and taken steps to contain it.
China's defunct and out-of-control space station Tiangong-1 mostly burned up on re-entry over the Central South Pacific. Harvard astrophysicist Jonathan McDowell.
Back in the 60s and 70s, satellites this big and bigger were just designed to come and burn up at the end of their missions and no one cared. Since Skylab came down, people have started trying to bring them down under control. Tiangong was meant to do that, and they messed up.
The unpredictability raised the possibility that some of it would end up overpopulated areas, but it didn't turn out that way. In Los Angeles, officials are searching for a 13-year-old boy who's missing. KCBS-TV reporter Jeff Nguyen says he was part of a group in Griffith Park celebrating Easter.
He and a group of kids were playing on top of a 20-foot concrete building when he fell through the roof and hit the water that was running through a sewage pipe below. It's believed he was swept away.
Crews have been using a camera attached to a flotation device to get a better look hundreds of feet down the pipe. Outside Philadelphia, jury selection begins today in Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial. The first trial ended in a jury deadlock last June. Attention's focused this week on Memphis, 50 years after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
People are making the pilgrimage here to Memphis this week, including one of Martin Luther King's closest surviving disciples, the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Thank God for Jesus and long live Martin Luther King. God bless you.
Yesterday, he spoke here during Easter Sunday services. Jackson was with Dr. King when King was killed. It's a moment he has never forgotten.
You can never forget being in conversation with someone and all of a sudden, they're here and then they're not here.
Thousands of ordinary people are traveling here as well, coming to the spot where the assassination took place.
When we pulled up, it was like the emotions just hit us. We had to come. We had to come.
Special events are planned here throughout the week. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Memphis.
Well, 10-time Emmy-winning producer and writer Stephen Bochco has died. Bochco broke the mold of the TV police procedural with Hill Street Blues in the 1980s. TV and pop culture specialist Robert Thompson.
I am fully convinced that without Hill Street Blues, there would have been no Sopranos, and without the Sopranos, there would have been no Breaking Bad and all the rest of this great stuff that we've been seeing over the last years.
Bochco had plenty of follow-up hits, too, L.A. Law, NYPD Blue, among them. He was 74 and had cancer. Notre Dame beat Mississippi State on a last-second shot to take the women's college basketball title. Villanova and Michigan battle for the men's championship tonight. Want to open and start your car? Well, now you can phone it in, as we hear from WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
The car key is giving way to a fob. Now that fob is giving way to your smartphone. Lincoln brand chief Joy Filatico says what they call phone as a key will debut on their new Aviator.
A lot of people go to their vehicle and they can't find it, have to go back in the house, or it's in the pocket or the purse and they got to dig for it. But most people always have their phone with them.
Using a smartphone as a key also allows you to send virtual keys to others and do more monitoring of your vehicle. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, New York.
Well, Frank Stallone has apologized for a profane tweet that attacked outspoken Parkland shooting survivor David Hogg. Stallone, the brother of Sylvester Stallone, said he used irresponsible words. Some advertisers fled Laura Ingraham's Fox TV show after she criticized Hogg. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.